This is your Paragon News Update for September 27th, 2021. It's all brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. I'm Jared Atha. An Oklahoma City man wanted in Beckham County after having multiple protective order violation charges levied against him has been arrested. After his arrest, it was discovered that the man was also wanted in Oklahoma County after being charged with being in possession of child pornography. According to court records, 43-year-old Philip Edward Biggs was arrested by Elk City authorities in Oklahoma City while serving a search warrant on Biggs' home in Oklahoma City on September 14th. The court document stated that Biggs received 25 felony counts of violation of a protective order after he allegedly set up a fake account on social media and contacted the victim or contacted the victim's family on 25 separate occasions dating back to May of this year. After his arrest, it was also discovered that Biggs was wanted in Oklahoma County after being charged on September 22nd with one felony count of possession of obscene material involving the participation of a minor under the age of 18. Bond for Biggs was set at $125,000 by a Beckham County judge, and he has been ordered to have no contact with the victim. A semi versus a motorcycle accident in Custer County put an Indiana man in the hospital over the weekend. According to the Oklahoma Highway Patrol's collision report, the accident occurred Saturday night just after 7 p.m. when the 2017 Kenworth semi, driven by 39-year-old Kulwinder Singh of Greenwood, Indiana, had a blowout in the eastbound lanes of Interstate 40, about a mile and a half west of Weatherford. OHP says the 2002 Honda motorcycle, driven by 39-year-old Donald James Stanley of Huntington, Indiana, struck tire debris from the blowout, which caused the motorcycle to wreck. OHP says Stanley was airlifted to St. Anthony's Hospital in Oklahoma City, where he was admitted in stable condition with a leg injury. The driver of the semi, Singh, was uninjured in the mishap. Representative Tammy Townley of Ardmore hosted an interim study Friday morning before the House Government Modernization Committee to consider avenues to help Oklahoma Space Industry Development Authority reach its full potential as a competitive industrial authority. The Oklahoma Space Industry Development Authority is a development authority created in 1999 to operate a 2700 spaceport near Burns Flat. The Oklahoma Air and Space Port and Aerospace Industrial Park at Clinton Sherman Airport features the fourth largest all-weather runway in North America at 13,503 feet long, an adjacent 5,193-foot runway and facilities that include an air traffic control tower, six large hangars, and 96 acres of pavement for parking and storage. Steve Finley, president for the Unmanned Systems Division of Kratos Defense and Security Solutions, said Kratos opened a facility in Oklahoma because of the existing aerospace hub within the state, as well as the state incentives supporting community and affordable cost of living. Finley said the opportunities presented by the facilities at Burns Flat offers a lot of potential to the company. According to data from the Oklahoma Aeronautics Commission, aviation and aerospace is the state's second largest industry with more than 206,000 jobs and an economic impact of $43.7 billion annually. In state news, a fire today in Oklahoma City has damaged a church. Oklahoma News Network's Brian Gann has that.
The three-alarm blaze of the Church of Christ near Southeast Grand and Phillips appears to have started outside the building, then spread inside, damaging the sanctuary. No one hurt. I'm Brian Gann.
Looking at oil and gas prices for this afternoon, WTI is at $75.41. That's up $1.43. Brent crude at $79.43, up $1.34. Natural gas at $5.82. That's up 68 cents. Recapping our top story, an Oklahoma City man receives 25 felony charges in Beckham County. Once again, your Paragon News update for September 27th, 2021 was brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. I'm Jared Atha.
You know, 30 minutes with Mickey Lively could save your business a lot of money.
In regards to making the change from a traditional commercial policy to a business owner's policy,
as a business owner, and if someone's thinking in their head, how do I know if this fits me? Just give us a call. You're talking about a 20-30 minute appointment. If we had your deck sheets, we could look at that. And I know people that own businesses, I know they're busy during the day. They can't close their business to meet with me. I get that. I will meet with anybody, anytime. 30 minute meeting is more than enough time for us to get the information that we need need to take that back, plug it into our system, and get something in your hands pretty quick. I'm Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County, and my job is to protect your business. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.